This is Danny from the Truth Seekers podcast at www.truthseekerscast.com, and you are listening to Strangely Literal with my BTF, Tabs. I love you, my BTF.
Dislike that, Anya. She's newly human and strangely literal.
What? I don't say that. No one says that. No one talks that way.
Strangely Literal, the podcast.
So here's the part where you make a choice.
Deborah Book was just telling us funny stories about his life at the monastery.
This goes beyond anything I've ever done. It's a total loss of control. And not in a nice, wholesome, my girlfriend has pierced tongue kind of way.
I think you've already figured out I'm not the poster boy for normal.
I've given some thought to moving off the edge. Not an ideal location.
Hi everybody, this is Tabs coming to you from Los Angeles, California, where I am currently being smushed by two cats. I mean, seriously. I have a 20-pound cat and he's smushing me, and then my boyfriend's just kind of staring at me and sitting on me. So this is going to be an interesting podcast. It already started out interesting. Very early on when I started Strangely Literal, I said I wasn't going to read my fanfic, and a bunch of you wrote in and said, please read your fanfic. So every so often I like to throw in my own fanfic, and this is one that I am particularly proud of simply because I adore Mr. Universe and think he is the most awesome thing ever. And I wish we would have seen more of him in the movie because I just think he is a great character, and I'm very sad he's dead too. And I love David Krumholtz. Numbers is one of my family's favorite things to watch together, and he is a fantastic actor, and he makes a great elf, too, as I remembered over Christmas when I watched The Santa Claus and was like, oh, that's right, he was an elf. Yeah, so that's my random bits of information for today. So this story is based way before the series starts. It's based when Wash is in flight school with Mr. Universe, and it's based on the Serenity novelization, and it is read by my lovely friend Kim, who I adore so much, and I really hope you enjoy.
Time for some thrilling heroics.
Here's how it is.
You get killed, I'm telling.
Okay, that's new.
Lenore is more than just a bot! Mr. Universe sat with an angry plop beside the robot. Yes, and your good grades are because of your stunning intellect. Wash tossed the rubber ball he was holding against the wall and caught it. He's not even bothering to turn around, Mr. Universe thought. Come on, friend, buddy, compadre! Mr. Universe's voice was pleading almost. Just look at her. She's a friend. She's supportive. She listens. Look, friend, I don't mind you having a sex bot, but don't make her out to be anything more than she is. Wash snapped the ball back against the wall. Hop! There was a squeak as Wash swiveled in his chair. Wash. Wash! Mr. Universe said after taking a breath. People are unpredictable. They leave us waiting. They break our hearts. They change. They allow the puppet theater to dictate their whim. Lenore is above all that. She is part of the signal. She is the signal. Look, Mr. Universe, Wash said, slipping his fingers around the ball and pointing one slim finger at the bot. That thing can never really love you. Love is, at its core, unpredictable. I'd rather have no woman than one I can predict. Mr. Universe slumped and leaned back. I'd rather have something.
Hello.
All of the characters and universes referenced here are the intellectual copyrighted material of Joss Whedon, the Fox Network, Universal Pictures, and others. This podcast and the stories contained therein are purely for entertainment purposes, and no money or Second Life money was made off of this. All stories are by individuals and used with permission from the author. Strangely Literal is created in Chicago and has no connection or affiliation with Joss Whedon or any other fine podcasts out there. For more information about this show, please check out our website at strangelyliteral.com.
The podcast you're listening to is a part of the Between the Lines Studios network. To find more great podcasts, please visit www.betweenthelinesstudios.com.
Grr.
Gah.
Yay, me.